Early to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town and she's looking good. There's a fresh freckle face in the neighborhood. There's a new girl in town with a brand new style. She was just passing through, but if things work out, she's gonna stay.
Coming
from Paris.
Keep your shirt on.
Well, that may be a problem. I have a date with JW tonight.
JW, the Beast of Phoenix.
Yeah. Hey, listen, JW's cousin's available. You want a double date?
The one with the tooth?
Yeah.
To date him, you need a whip and a chair. No, I'm busy anyway.
I'm not.
You never are.
Male, kiss my grits.
I didn't know you had any.
You busy, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to a lecture with my philosophy instructor.
Oh, and who is he?
Just a friend, Herb Taniguchi.
Sounds like a motorcycle. You know, it's getting to be like the UN around here. You dating Herb Taniguchi and me waiting for my French toast.
Well,
wait, monsieur. What is that?
Well, what does it look like?
Well, I don't know, but its heart's still beating.
It's French toast.
Mel, it's all burned. Nobody's gonna eat that.
What are you making such a big deal out of this? Here. Powdered sugar. Satisfied? That'll be just fine.
We ought to serve this thing with cheese.
Telegram for Alice Hyatt?
I'm Alice Hyatt.
Here you go.
Thanks.
No tip?
Yeah, don't order the French toast. Would you mind reading this for me? They're always bad news. It makes me so nervous.
Oh, sure, honey. My darling, dearest little Tommy and his mother, Alice.
Oh, it is bad news.
No, that's not bad news.
It is. It's my mother-in-law.
Oh. Am arriving.
Oh, it's worse than I thought. Am arriving for a short visit. Today, flight 3, Transcontinental Airlines, 408 your time, gate 6, runway 12, arrival area A, baggage pickup, carousel number 1. But don't meet me, I'll walk. If my arthritis allows.
Well, at least she gives you a big choice of places where not to meet her.
I wonder if Tommy and I can pack and get out of here by 4:08. Not too late. Oh, she's already landed. Now she'll have to take a taxi.
Is she going to stay with you and Tommy?
Only after I beg her.
Well, if you don't want her there, why would you beg her?
Because she's going to make me feel guilty. She always makes me feel guilty.
Of what?
Of everything. Of marrying her darling son, Don, for starters. Boy, did she carry on at that wedding.
Cried, huh?
Cried. Her dress shrank 3 inches.
You know, she reminds me of my third husband's mother. You've seen her.
No, I don't think so.
She starred in Jaws.
Alice?
Mother?
Oh, listen, am I interrupting? I can wait outside.
Mother, you're not interrupting.
Alice, you look wonderful.
I do?
For you.
Thanks. Oh, Flo, this is my mother-in-law, Rose Hyatt.
How you doing there, Rose?
A woman your age wears a dress like that, well, you could catch a chill. Oh. Well, for a teeny bopper, that's fine, but for a middle-aged woman?
Ma, why don't you come over here and meet my boss, Mel? This is my mother-in-law, Rose Hyatt.
Oh, nice to meet you.
You're Alice's boss?
Yeah, that's right.
A grown man wears a stupid sailor hat? Oh. That's a boss? Why, that's Donald Duck.
Mom,
What, Alice? What did I do? What did I say? Alice, am I crying?
What?
Am I crying? I get this numbness.
Fortunately, it hasn't affected your mouth. Oh, Vera, this is my mother-in-law, Rose Hyatt.
Oh, it's a pleasure to meet you, Mrs. Hyatt.
You're single, aren't you?
Yes. How could you tell?
Well, look at you. Who would want to marry you? Eat. Get some meat on your bones.
Oh, I'm really very healthy.
Healthy? Why, a dog could bury you in his backyard.
Would you like to sit down?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think of the place?
People eat here?
Of course people eat here. The food is very good here.
Alice, you're a nice girl, but you don't know anything about cooking. Oh, believe me, Don complained about it a lot when he was alive.
Rose, I understand that you're staying with Alice and Tom.
Me? Oh, never. Oh, no, I don't want to be an imposition. I'm going to a motel, and I won't take no for an answer.
But your family, come on, you don't know anybody else in Phoenix.
Well, I'll meet people at the motel. If I get lonely, I'll just stand next to the ice machine and talk to whoever comes by for ice.
What if nobody comes?
Then I'll talk to the cubes.
I want you to stay at my apartment. I mean it, really.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I'm begging you. Did I tell you?
Well, if you're really, really sure.
I'm sure. I'm really sure. Where's your luggage?
At your apartment. I dropped it off before I came here.
What are you doing?
I thought some pictures of my dear dead son, Don, would liven up the place.
Mother, it looks like a shrine in here.
Oh, maybe there are too many pictures. I carry pictures of Don with me everywhere. I even had them with me on the plane.
Oh, that's nice. Don always liked to fly.
The stewardess thought he was very handsome.
You showed pictures of Don to the stewardess?
Well, I didn't exactly show them to her. She must have noticed them on my food tray.
I'm gonna go get ready.
Ready for what, dear?
I'm going out tonight.
So soon?
Mother Hyatt, what do you mean so soon? Come on, now, Don's been dead for a year.
Did you hear that, Don? Alice is going out on a date.
It's not a date. It's just a lecture.
You don't have to explain to me. I understand perfectly.
I'm gonna go get dressed.
Well, I have an extra black dress, dear, in case yours is at the cleaners.
Hi, I'm Herb Taniguchi. Mrs. Hyatt home?
I'm Mrs. Hyatt's mother-in-law. Come in. She's getting dressed for a date. Have you been in this country long?
What?
You likey America?
I likey America?
Are you Chinese?
I'm Japanese.
Oh. Well, to a person in New Jersey, it's the same thing.
I know, we all look alike, right?
Japanese. Pearl Harbor.
I had relatives at Pearl Harbor.
Yes, I know. In New Jersey, we heard.
I mean on our side. My family has lived in Arizona for 50 years.
Oh, it's a wonderful country. You'll like it. Alice, the gardener's here.
Hello, Herb.
Hello, Alice.
I see you met my mother-in-law.
We were having just sort of a cultural exchange.
Yes, a mother. Herb is not the gardener.
What is he?
He's my philosophy instructor. We're going to this lecture together.
You're leaving already? You don't have a minute for an older person?
We don't want to be late.
Well, that's the way it is nowadays. Why bother? Old today, gone tomorrow.
Mrs. Hyatt, I have great respect for older people.
Then sit down. Tell me, do you go out with many married women?
Mother, I'm not a married woman. I'm a widow.
If you want to be technical. Here's a picture of my son Don's wedding.
Oh, a very good-looking couple.
Especially him.
Oh, what a gorgeous dress. You look fabulous.
Well, in that, who wouldn't? Here's a picture of my son being fed the wedding cake.
Doesn't the bride usually do the feeding?
Oh, I was just helping out, right, Alice?
Right. She was very nice. At our wedding dinner, she even cut his meat for him. Well, we have to go. It was really swell looking at your wedding pictures.
My wedding pictures. Your wedding pictures, Mrs. Donald Hyatt.
Right. Alice, I'm going to run along. Obviously, you and your mother-in-law have a lot of things to talk about, so I'll see you tomorrow.
I'm sorry, Herb. I understand.
Well, good night.
Sayonara.
Sayonara.
Oh, honey, come on. It can't be that bad.
Oh, yeah? 5 days with the angel of death?
I guess it is that bad.
Last night, she told me she can't stay in the house knowing that Tommy's in a sleeping bag on the floor.
Did she offer to move out?
No, she offered me the floor.
Honey, isn't there some nice way that you could just casually walk up to her and sit her down and then just politely say, kiss my grits?
We came for breakfast. There was nothing to eat at home. Sit down, darling.
I'm sorry, Mother. When I'm busy, I don't have much time to shop.
You have to explain it to me. Just look at Tommy. How do you clean this place? Wait for a big wind?
Well, fortunately, one just blew in.
Are you still single?
Yes, unfortunately.
You're lucky. He'd leave you anyway.
Alice, I better get out of here. I think I'm going to murder her.
It wouldn't be murder. It would be justifiable homicide.
What's with Scarlett O'Hara?
What would you like me to get you?
Stewed prunes, 2 poached eggs on dry toast, and a glass of buttermilk.
Grandma, you're going to eat that?
No, darling, you are. It's good for you.
What about you? Can I get you anything to eat?
Oh, my pleasure is watching him eat.
You, she is something else. How does her husband put up with her?
When it gets to be too bad, he goes for a drive. Last year I lived in Jersey, he put 200,000 miles on the car.
Tommy, I haven't asked you this yet, but how do you really like Phoenix?
It's fine.
Now, wouldn't you like to go back home?
We just came from home.
No, darling, I mean New Jersey. Oh, don't you miss your family and your friends? Why, Tommy, they all miss you.
I miss them, too.
Well, you don't have to. You can go back.
You mean on vacation?
Well, not exactly.
He
but
goes, oh, boy.
Alice, I like your hair. Oh, you should always wear it that way.
I always do wear it this way.
It's much nicer this way.
Thank you.
Darling, wouldn't you like to move back home?
How can I? My mom works in Phoenix.
Yes, but I mean with me.
With you?
Yes.
Oh, I couldn't leave my mom. I mean, we need each other. Why would I do that?
Tommy, think of your mother.
Grandma, what are you talking about?
Your mother is a young woman, relatively young. And it's hard for her to start a new life with a young boy around.
There you go, sweetheart.
Alice, did I tell you how much I like your dress?
I got it to go with my new hairdo.
Oh, Alice, Floyd has an extra ticket to the BF every night. Saturday night, you want to go?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't want to leave Tommy this week.
Okay.
See what I mean, darling?
Gee, you really think I'm in her way?
Well, you wouldn't be in my way. You could never be in my way.
Here you go, sweetheart. I know how much you hate these, but try and force
all
them.
All that
down.
Sugar.
Flo, Homer Bagley's retriever is just about to have another litter.
Again? Hell, that dog gets around more than Homer does.
Alice, would you like one of the puppies?
Oh, I don't think so. We're tripping over ourselves now as it is. Oh. Hey, sweetheart, you ain't eating your donuts. What's up?
I'm not really very hungry, Mom. Let's go, Grandma.
What's the matter? Are you okay, Tommy?
We're fine.
Hi, sexy.
Hello, Mom.
I'm sorry I'm late. I had to go to the store. Where's Grandma?
Taking a nap. Mom, am I in your way?
No, no. Stay where you are.
No, I mean in your way.
What are you saying?
Grandma was talking about, well, moving back to New Jersey.
To live with her? Why would we want to do that?
She didn't say we. She said me.
You? Why?
Mom, let's face it. You have no privacy here. Even you said we're always tripping over each other.
Hey, wait a minute. If I had my choice of anybody in the world to trip over, it'd always be you.
But you're a young woman. Relatively young.
Oh, Grandma has been talking to you, hasn't she?
Well, it's the truth. It would be a lot easier for you to get married again if I wasn't around.
Man.
You could do what you wanted to do all the time. Even like going to the dance with Flo. You wouldn't have to worry about me.
I want to worry about you. Tommy. You come first in my life before anything. Before any getting married, any going to dances. Anybody. Do you understand? That's the way it is.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Of course I am.
I want you to go over to Richie's and I'll come get you in a little while.
Mom, you're not gonna...
Yes, I am gonna. Now get. Are you asleep?
Yes.
I want to talk to you.
How can a sleeping person talk?
Just please get out here, Rose. I want to know what you're filling my son with.
Food. Goodness knows he needs it.
What garbage are you filling him with,
you
Rose?
You gave him the donuts.
Oh, Rose, sit down.
I prefer standing.
You can sit by yourself, Rose, or I can do it for you. Who the hell do you think you are trying to take my kid away from me?
Tommy is my son's child.
Tommy is my son, and your son, my husband, Don, is dead.
Don, did you hear that?
Rose, go suck an egg.
I know you think I'm a mean, selfish, inconsiderate, horrible woman.
Yeah, go on.
I was just trying to do what was best for everybody. Best for Tommy's
happiness,
best for you.
Give me a break, will you, Rose? You never in your whole life tried to do anything good for anybody but yourself. You're a cunning, conniving, malicious meddler.
Nobody's perfect.
I don't know why I waste my time talking to you. You love misery, Rose, and that'd be fine if it ended with you, but it doesn't. You're a carrier.
Alice, why don't you stop beating around the bush and come out and say what it is you have to say?
I want you out of here. I want you out of my house. I want you out of my life.
Well, we'll talk about that later. Now, how about Tommy coming to live in New Jersey?
How does anybody get through to you? How does Grandpa live with you?
Who? The swinger? The playboy? He moved up 2 months ago.
Grandpa left you?
Without even saying goodbye. Actually, he was gone for 2 days before I noticed.
Why didn't you tell me?
Who likes to discuss trouble?
I'm sorry about you two.
Oh, don't be. Everybody in my family married badly. I did. Don did.
Okay, Rose. If you and Charlie aren't living together, why do numbers on Tommy about coming to live with you?
Alice, I'm a lonely woman. Nobody ever comes to visit me. Did you ever see anybody come to visit me?
No.
But if you feel that way, why don't you invite somebody once in a while?
Why? They just mess up the house.
Rose, you are really something else.
I know. You're right, Alice. I'm a rotten person. I deserve everything you said. Am I crying?
Rose, please. You go back to Jersey. Things will work out for you. Tommy and I will write to you. We'll call you on the phone.
That's not necessary.
Oh, Rose, we want to.
It's not necessary. I've decided to move to Phoenix.
You what?
Just think, Alice, I'll be here with my loved ones and you for the rest of my life.
Rose?
What?
Am I crying?
Fun.